This is Fairhope Hospice Presents, sponsored by Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care and the Pickering House, serving Fairfield, Hocking, Perry, and Athens counties.
Normally, we get together with Kristen from Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care, but as I look across the radio table here, I see Don Walker. Hello.
Hi, good afternoon.
How are you?
I'm great.
You are representing Kristen this week, and I know last week we talked about veterans.
Yes.
And we are now, what, a week away from this huge veterans event mm-hmm. you've got happening?
Yes. Every year we participate in the Freedom's Never Free event at the fairgrounds, Fairfield County Fairgrounds. They start at 4 o'clock in the evening. They do a representation of the flags. Over 300 veterans are represented there.
With the flags, people have memorial flags.
Mm-hmm. We do a pinning. We do certificates, and we just set up there for support. Mm-hmm. It's a really, really great event at the fairgrounds. If you could even to drive by Thursday on the 2nd, that day when you get to see all the flags out.
They have the traveling memorials, too, as part of this. So those will be set up.
Yes.
And so with the flags, it's really a nice display. And, and again, people can come in. That's totally free.
Yes, it is.
Right. So how does Fairhope celebrate this? You mentioned pinnings. What does that mean exactly?
So every year, at Fairhope, we get with our community partners, referral sources, so like the skilled nursing facilities, assisted livings, the senior centers, and we do veterans pinnings. We have a really great group of volunteers that do that. We consider it the We Honor Veterans mm-hmm. program. It's a part of the NHCPO National Hospice and Palliative Care Organization. We're a part of that. Mm-hmm. And We Honor Veterans is just a program. We collaborate with them. The goal of the program is pretty simple. It's to care for and honor those who have served when they reach the mm-hmm. end of life.
Gotcha.
But we go into the skilled nursing facilities, assisted livings, anywhere you can think of that we're a community partner with. If they mm-hmm. want veterans pinned, we will be there.
Gotcha.
And we do really nice certificates.
So you do that all through the year, right?
Yes, we do the We Honor Veterans all through the year. Sometimes we'll just get a phone call mm-hmm. and say, hey, we've got a veteran. One of our social workers will call and the family would like to have them recognized.
Yeah.
But during Veterans Day that week, before or after, we have got, I think, already 13 to 14 pinnings planned.
I was going to say, the timing on this is perfect because Veterans Day is Saturday the 11th.
Yes.
So this will be the week before that.
Yes, and then Freedom's Never Free. That's mm-hmm. the second. Next Thursday was when we kick off the big veterans events mm-hmm. and a week full of fun things.
Yeah, looking forward to, we always broadcast from downtown Lancaster for the Veterans Day, which happens to be on a Saturday this year. So looking forward to that.
Yes.
And again, Freedom's Never Free. It's Thursday and Friday.
Yes. So with kickoff Thursday, 4 o'clock at the fairgrounds.
Mm-hmm. You go to the big USO style dance they're going to have.
Oh, I don't know about that.
It's at the Ed Sands building. It's I think Thursday or Friday night. There's a dance. You get to wear your 40s attire.
Well, if you go to the Freedom's Never Free website, mm-hmm. just Google it. They actually have a schedule of all the events. So
They got a lot of new events this year, too.
Yes.
They're trying some new things. I'm looking at your calendar for the next couple of weeks. And you've got a busy time coming up here.
Yes, we do. We have a lot of veterans pinnings and veterans events. Mm-hmm. A lot of these are occurring in our local nursing homes.
Yeah.
And we pin veterans. They do not have to be on our hospice service. Mm-hmm. or palliative care service to be pinned. We pin to any veteran in those facilities that wants to be pinned and recognized.
Mm-hmm. By the way, shout out to your new person, Laura Arnold.
Yes, Laura Arnold. She's our new community education coordinator here mm-hmm. in Fairfield County, and she has been out scheduling these pinnings.
She hit the ground running.
Yes, she did.
She started literally as the Fairfield County Fair was taking place.
Yes, and she has just
jumped right in.
Yes, she did. No issues at all. It's been amazing.
Hey, Laura, you got two places at the fair you need to coordinate and take care of. And we got the senior events, and we got all this. Just learn it as you go.
Yep, and she's rolling with it and doing a great job.
Chris, about, a year or so ago, that was you, right?
Yes, it was.
You had to jump right in.
Yes,
so, okay, so veterans, so really you're going to be out and about at a lot of places.
Yes. So typically a veteran's pinning is about 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. We have a group of 4 to 5 volunteers that mm-hmm. are veterans.
Right. I know a couple of them that go out and they say it's a very emotional thing
for
them.
Yes, it is. We have pins and they are mm-hmm. just the flag pins. So Now, for our We Honor Veterans program, we will do, you know, the Navy, Air Force, mm-hmm. Marines, mm-hmm. the different branches of the military. But for our Veterans Week pinnings, we do the flag pins. We have really nice certificates that they can keep in there, a smaller size, postcard size, nice card stock mm-hmm. that they can put on their fridge, keep on their table. But typically at these veterans pinnings at the facilities, we have 10 to 20, sometimes more veterans.
Really?
And I will say it's been really strange. Like at the Veterans Day at the fair, mm-hmm. there's one World War II veteran.
Right. Right. They're in their late,
whole 10
they're in their late 90s yeah. at this point.
Yeah. So it's a different generation of veterans we're right. seeing right now.
Now we're seeing the Korean veterans and starting the same thing. And then Vietnam, yeah. those folks are now in their 70s. Yeah. And are, you know, getting up in years. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, so we really want to honor those people and just do what we can for the facilities to help them out, too.
What's cool about the veterans event at the fair is just looking at every generation mm-hmm. from, you know, Gulf War and the more what we call today's conflicts yep. all the way back to World War II. And then I'll tell you what got me was the young recruits taking the
yeah.
oath.
Yeah.
That's pretty darn cool.
Yeah, it is. And in front of all those people and to be, I think, you know, for them to look out in the crowd and see all, mm-hmm. A room full of veterans
mm-hmm.
And to be able to do that on that day was pretty great.
How many of these events do you get to go to?
I can go to all of them.
Okay.
So I'll help Laura. She's coordinated all these events mm-hmm. for the next week. So
Laura, again, just go take care of it,
just
Laura.
Take care of it. We've got 12, 13-ish scheduled. Yeah.
Wow.
For the week of the 6th mm-hmm. leading up to Veterans Day. And, you know, our community partners love it when we come in here
mm-hmm.
Into their facilities and bring that just that positivity to the group of veterans that live in these buildings.
What is amazing to me is none of what you're doing is mandated in the whole hospice thing, right?
No. And no, it is just what Fair Hope does.
This is service to the community.
It is. And last year we did over 400 pinnings in our Fairfield, Hocking, Perry County.
Don Walker is here from Fair Hope Hospice and Palliative Care. Off the air, we were talking about involvement.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that you're talking about with the veterans pinnings is working with other organizations and other agencies and other businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought about this. You know, in terms of being involved, we've got the Older Adult Network, mm-hmm. which I know you're Fair Hope is part of, right?
The vice president.
You're the vice. Oh,
and Laura's the secretary.
So again, and she is heavily involved in Alzheimer's, the Alzheimer's Association,
yes.
and you know she's an educator too,
yes.
right?
Yeah. So yesterday she set up at the YMCA here in town
mm-hmm.
For an Alzheimer's dementia education. She does. That's part of her role at her previous job,
mm-hmm.
And she trains. She does follow-up classes, and she's very, very, well-versed in the
yeah.
Alzheimer's Association
yeah.
and their philosophies.
Mm-hmm. So, and again, I know I've seen Fair Hope at senior expos mm-hmm. and golf outings,
yeah.
and really, you're just, I mean, anything going on in the community, you're part of.
Yeah, so Olivedale Senior Center, they have their yearly and annual
mm-hmm.
veterans event on Friday the 3rd, right after Freedom's Never Free, that mm-hmm. evening. And that's a huge event too. So, Bill Reed from, Freedom's Never Free, he's now, one of their board members. He comes in.
He was here last week.
Oh, okay. Great.
We talked about, cause this is kind of his deal,
oh,
right?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So he comes to the Olivedale Veterans event as well.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a great event. It starts at 11 o'clock. So if you're a member of the Olivedale Senior Center, please come.
Yeah.
It's a pinning. We do. There's always music, a good spiel from Bill and mm-hmm. Kristen Glazier herself.
Yeah. Kristen also makes the stump, doesn't
yes,
she?
Yes, she does.
But now you're in part of your role is also where Kristen can't be, you need to be.
Yes, exactly. So I'm trying to follow in her footsteps a little bit here. And
mm-hmm. Well, I think she wears size 12 moccasins, so
I
that's kind
so.
Of big, you know. But wow, what a team. And again, I know, I mean, with all the volunteers, I always call it the right people in the right seats on yeah. the bus. And you guys have really got this well-oiled team now.
Yes, we do.
Doing really
it's amazing.
Well.
Oh, it's shout out for today. It's the Perry County Veterans Extravaganza.
Yes.
And Laura mm-hmm. Kennedy, our other community educator in Perry County.
You ever get them confused with the Lauras, you know? I guess send the
some
Lauras
people do.
Somewhere.
Not me, but some people, the
uh-huh.
Lauras.
Mm-hmm.
But Laura Kennedy, she is at the Perry County Fairgrounds today from
Very
11 to 7 p.m. And I'm
Very
headed
nice.
Over there after this.
Yeah. Yeah, and again, another community educator, mm-hmm. because Fair Hope is in multiple counties.
Yes.
So
Fairfield, Hocking, and Perry. So we'll be in Perry County today for their Veterans Extravaganza.
I just have one more question for you. Do you get mileage?
Yes, we do.
You are out a lot.
Yes, we do.
So I was going to say, do they like reimburse you for
they
all those miles?
They do very well, yes.
Because you're a bit of a road warrior.
Yes, we are.
Yep. But that's what it takes, right?
And I think that's a good part about the job. We're out and about. Mm-hmm. We're not just sitting in one place all day.
It's a lunch-intensive business. Yeah. No, mine is a lunch-intensive. Yours is, you know, community. And
yes.
Yeah. Well, Dawn, thank you. I don't know if it's you or Kristen next week, okay. But you're welcome back anytime.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Fair Hope Hospice and Palliative Care, we need to give some information. FairHopeHospice.org, 740-654-7077 or 800-994-7077.
Yes.
And what's the Facebook page?
Fair Hope Hospice and Palliative Care.
There you go.
Yep.